Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We are so grateful to see everybody back in the new year. Our topic for this morning is the gift of renewal. And I am so excited that we're not just going to talk about renewal, but this morning we're going to give you an opportunity to actually be renewed just by the Spirit through worship. So for those of you who have been here before, today's going to look just a little bit different. We're going to start out with worship, then we're going to have a short devotional, followed by a time for you to just reflect, read over scripture, pray, and just have some independent time to just be with the Lord. So I'm so excited about this opportunity for you this morning. If you're new here, we're so grateful that you have been invited by a friend or found your way here. So without anything further, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Whitney. She's going to lead us in worship.
Know that some of you just may not feel like standing. I know some of you are invited here. You may not even go to church, and you may be like, oh gosh, why did I come today? This is a little awkward. And that's okay. We hope that maybe this time is just a time for you to just sit in a semi-quiet room with no kids pulling on you and just take a breather. If that's how you feel like you'll be renewed today, that's totally fine. So feel free to sit or stand, whatever your preference is. I like for you to stand. I feel less alone up here. But I really, there's no judgment there if you want to sit. So whatever you feel comfortable with, but we're going to sing now. Glad to be with y'all.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Darkness seems to hide His face. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Sinner condemned unclean. Sing Open up my eyes and wonder and show me who
It's a sweet sound.
Is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar, the Father. Sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgive.
Just go ahead and take us to the altar and bow in prayer before we start. Lord, I just come to you humbly. God, just as an instrument surrendered to you and dependent on you, God, because that's where we all are. Lord, when we come to the altar, we come asking and we come just crying out to you, God, because we need you. And so, Lord, I need you now. I need you to be the one who speaks through me. I need my words to honor you, and God, that they would just be completely from you, and that you would get all the glory, and that each mom would leave here encouraged and blessed, God, just because they've met with you here today. Thank you for that, Lord. Okay, I'm not joking when I say, like, I'm dependent on God. This whole topic of the gift of renewal, I started kind of planning and preparing back in, like, August, and I was ready to give y'all, like, 8 pages of notes on the gift of renewal, and the Lord instead has just had me at a place of complete dependence on him, to the point where he wakes me up at 4 o'clock this morning, and instead of 8 pages of notes, he's like, no, this is what you're going to share from that. So just as we all need renewal, I had to pursue the Lord for this itself. And so today I want to just encourage you guys that the gift of renewal isn't just a whole bunch of to-dos. I don't want y'all to walk away as busy moms and busy women in your life and being like, oh, now I have 8 more things to now leave here and try to accomplish, you know. But instead, like Adrian said, our desire in our heart, even with this whole day today, was just for you guys to really be renewed yourself. So whether it's in your relationships that you need renewed, or in your spirit, or physically you need renewed, or we laughed and we're like, or maybe you just need your kids to be in the childcare for a while and you need 2 hours just to be renewed away from that. In the scripture, it talks about in Psalms 51 that he will renew a right spirit within me. In Isaiah 40:31, it talks about how the Lord will renew our strength. In Psalms 51:12, it talks about how the Lord will restore to me the joy of my salvation. And Psalms 23:3, he says that he will restore my soul. So today, however you are needing renewal, we are just praying that that will be that for you guys. And for the longest time, I just thought renewal was refreshment, right? Like, I'm a mom. I actually have 3 young ones. We had 3 that were under 3. So we had a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a newborn. Newborn in the NICU, and the middle guy had all sorts of health issues. And so for me, that season was just very desperate, and desperately crying out to the Lord a lot, but really thinking that, like, renewal came from those escapes. You know, those times where I was just like, oh my goodness, if I could just get a night away with my husband, or if I could just have coffee with a friend, or let me just binge on Netflix. And I'm not saying any of that is bad in itself whatsoever, but I just really learned through that season that, like, man, it just really left me still very empty, like, and almost like a tease, if you know what I mean, that I really, like, wanted more. Like, it was just kind of like this taste, or I'm not so much like a Coke or Diet Coke drinker, but I know those ones of you that are. It's like, give me that Diet Coke. It's so, like, refreshing, you know, in the moment. But it's like, man, the water is, like, really what our bodies need and restores us. And so I went through years of that. Our oldest is 7 now, of just trying to, like, grapple and look for ways to be what I thought then was renewed. But the Lord so gently through that time just kept on teaching me over and over that actually renewal is not just being refreshed. And again, like I said, those things are not bad. And in fact, he's given those to me so many times, y'all, is just a true gift. Like, I just needed a nap, you know, I just needed a night away with my husband to connect. And so those were a gift that he gave also. But what I'm talking about is that trying to find life in it, or trying to find that as my sustaining constant renewal. So through those seasons, the Lord just kept me in total dependence on him. And sometimes I used to look at Psalms 23, you know, and it can be used a lot of times as like a refreshing verse, you would think, or restore, even in really hard times and seasons, like in funerals, when we think about people finding true peace. Well, little did I know until recently that David was running for his life when he wrote that. And so as he's running for his life and he's facing every challenge and every fear that he possibly could have faced, those are the times that he is sitting and remembering and saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, that he will lead me beside still waters. And we have these on y'all's notes that we're going to give you guys a time when I close just to sit and linger and look over those and reflect. But it was just this huge heart change for me to see that and being like, whoa, wait a second. David's not writing this like why he's a shepherd hanging out in the field and just being like, such nice pastures. Thank you, God. But he's like in this cave not knowing if he's going to be killed. And he's like, God, you are my pasture. You are my field. You are my water. You are my river. You're the one who satisfies and renews and restores my soul. And when I read those words, they just popped off the page in me. It's really cool. My husband pointed out to me it's different in different versions. And so it talks about renewing our soul or redeeming our life. And so whatever is applicable to you, it's really cool how just the word becomes alive and how he just uses that to restore in us. And so for me, for all these years, I'd just been carrying around like my backpack here. I would like to call it my just in case stuff, you know? And so I was kind of always like ready to pull out my, oh gosh, well, if I can just do this, then I'll feel renewed again, you know? And if I'll do that, then I'll do that. And so I'm like always carrying around this like just in case stuff. And y'all know what I mean. If you're a mom of little ones, I know you got bags full of just in case stuff. And yet in those bags, a lot of times there's also stuff you need because you've learned through experience. Hey, if your kid spits up on you, next time I'm actually going to take an extra outfit or a shirt for myself because learn that one, you know. So there's stuff that we can carry that I think God wants us to take with us that isn't just the just in case stuff. It's stuff that he's taught us and we've learned. But in that, I think so many times we can also, especially me as a woman and as a mom, out of fear. And what I've realized, man, it is really hard. The other day I was running into Bible study and I was getting down on my knees and I had this backpack on me and I had everything in it, all my just in case stuff. And my just in case stuff looks a little bit different than some of y'all's season in life right now. But that doesn't mean it's easier and it doesn't mean it's lighter. And what I mean by that is that just because my kids are now like, woohoo, almost a kindergarten kind of age, you know, and I'd like to think most of the time they can take care of themselves or, you know, my youngest the other day wiped his own bottom and I was like, woohoo, this is amazing. rejoicing in those things. But I realized when I ran into Bow Down, man, how stinking heavy is all my just-in-case stuff when I'm trying to bow down. Like, I'd like to get all this stuff off my back. And I felt like the Lord is like, yeah, yeah, you do want to get it off your back. And so when we carry that just-in-case stuff around all the time, when we're always seeking those refreshing periods instead of him or in place of him, whenever we're carrying our just in case stuff of all, even like, you know, the worldly knowledge we want to hang on to and we want security. I mean, I literally carry my bag all the time and my husband we'd get in the car and he'd be like, don't you want to take that off? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. You know? And I mean, like, I'm just used to carrying it. And I felt like the Lord through this last season, if I had talked to you guys back a couple months ago, I probably would have been like, I'm pretty good. You know, like the kids are doing, they're growing up. So have encouragement in that also. But through these last several months, I just want to say, like, it is all not wrapped up in a bow in my life whatsoever. I know, and I'm learning now, it will never be. But this last season for us has been just trial after trial after trial in all sorts of elements and ways, through sleepless nights and sickness and financial loss and relationships and, for goodness sakes, lice. And all the things that I was like, never, please. But in that, the Lord showed me, because of those years in the wilderness, and I had a sweet mentor and friend told me, she said, you know, the Lord doesn't teach you renewal at the Ritz. He teaches you renewal. He teaches you renewal in the wilderness. And I was like, well, I'm going to put that one in my pocket. Because I want to pursue after those things. And I know we all have that temptation too. And so in the wilderness, he was teaching me to cry out over and over again. And to, you know, just like, let's just take this just in case stuff off for a minute. You know, all these books I've read, all these things I've taken. And instead, God, oh, wow. I like honestly feel so much freer now. That was really heavy. But he started teaching me and he took me to Isaiah 49. And this is on the back of y'all's page. And he says, they will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat them down. He who has compassion on them will guide them and he will lead them beside the springs of water. Praise the Lord. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into songs, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people. He will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion says, no, the Lord's forsaken me. God has forgotten me. And don't we all just feel like that sometimes? I mean, in the midst of the hardest, longest nights of the sickness of the children that have health issues, of the financial loss and the relationship struggles with our spouses or anything else. Don't we just feel like that sometimes? Like, you've forgotten me, God. You've forgotten all about me. But then this is so relatable to us moms that have had little ones. I think especially he says, can a mother forget her baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she's born? And we're all like, no, actually, because when they keep on screaming and crying in the middle of the night until I go get them or someone gives them a bottle, I'm going to get up. But he says, even though you could possibly forget that and not do that, I'm not going to forget you. I will not forget you. And so the Lord just started showing me through that passage, cry out. Cry out. It's not just a running to a quick refreshment, but it is a crying out to him. It's a constant crying out. It's a constant being on my knees. And whether your child is crying and wants to be fed, or whether they're older like mine, and they just constantly ask you the same question over and over and over and over and over and over and over, you get it? Again, they are persistent. They are persistent until we come through. And God just started showing me, like, that is how I want you to cry out. I want you to be as persistent with me as they are with you. And maybe it won't change all the circumstances or anything, because in that he is teaching us to wait on him and in his timing, because those seasons that are so difficult that we're crying out to him and we're going, have you forgot me? Where are you? Why haven't you come through yet? Y'all, there is so much hope and light in the tunnel that there is growth in our faith in that in huge ways. Of course, I don't want to wish that on anyone. I don't want to wish that on myself. I will confess my idols in my life are ease and comfort. And man, if I would love to have it all together, if I could have gotten up today to you guys and be like, I perfectly have it all together. I'm so presentable. No, God got me up at 4 a.m., like I said, and we have had a very, very hard, rough season, and it continues. But he is just faithful as we cry out to him that in his timing, he will reveal the purpose to him. And he's showing me, here's the big aha, I feel like, is the purpose isn't solving the trial. The purpose is the dependence on him. The new life comes in him. Y'all, I've walked with the Lord a long time. I've grown up in church. I've had a very godly family and heritage. But it was a couple years ago where I came to a place where I was just like, super depressed. I saw my depravity. We had gone through a season of, when I say hardship and trial, like I almost feel like almost anyone, and I don't say this pridefully, I say this so humbly, could come to me and in some tiny way I could maybe empathize or relate to you, because we just went through the most massive trial season in every area of our life for years. And in that, I would just say that the Lord's faithfulness of depending on him is going to be the thing that renews you. I am a new person now, not because I was like, there's a story in John that talks about the woman at the well, and she had tried 5 husbands. Well, I hadn't tried 5 husbands, but I'd tried everything else. You know, I'm like, and I was about to the point where I was desperate, where I was like, he's not working either. And I got to the point where I was like, God, you, I know you, and you're not even enough. So what's up? Like, are you real? Am I off? What's happening? And I got on my knees before the Lord, and I prayed, and I said, God, I believe your word. I'm having to choose this in faith. And so I need you to show me who you are, not who I think you are. I need you to reveal to me through your word and through others. And y'all, I started digging deep in the word. The Lord brought me to John. And through that, he started showing me that my life had been in other things and so many things. And so now the seasons and these times in life that are still hard, he told me today, he said, put on love. And I was like, these are the things he's been teaching me. Because I had no strength in my body. And I learned, someone told me, there's a story in Matthew where he talks about the fishes and loaves. And someone said, just give God what you have. That's all that boy gave. It literally, he says, you know, Jesus tells the people, you don't need to go away. Bring them here to me. And then the person just gave what little they had, and God created a miracle. So y'all, there's no formula to this. It's not just a going through the motions. I tried that one too. Okay, I'm going to pray these prayers and go through, and I'm dependent on you, God. But there's no motions in that. But it is just coming to Him in a heart of thankfulness and expectation, like I said, crying out. And then the way that we are renewed, true renewal, is because He makes us a new person. I now understand His strength when I have no strength. When I cannot get out of bed, y'all, and I am still in that season, it is a cry out to the Lord in the morning and a remembering, God, you have done this. I believe you'll do it again. I cannot get up today in my own strength. I cannot have peace in my anxiety. I cannot have love for my kids right now. I cannot have love for my husband. I cannot have joy in this moment. God, I desperately need you to be the one. You have to give that to me. And in this last season of trial, y'all, I just want to say hallelujah, He did it. Today, the only way I'm talking in front of y'all without crying or tripping over my words and having no outline whatsoever is because He is doing it right now. Because He renews. And when I was dependent on Him, like for this, I've learned in strength, He will keep us. He's taught me that He has been dependent in our strength, but He is now teaching me new ways, and He brings new renewal and new growth to every area of our life as we continue to surrender that and give that to Him. I encourage y'all, it's so hard. Encourage each other. If you're in a season of joy right now and it's not easy, encourage the others that are trying to be patient in their suffering. And just to remember, a friend reminded me recently, she just has a journal that she just writes thankful things down. And I'm like, man, that thankfulness really totally contradicts the complaining and grumbling I can have, the entitlement I have, and also just the ability to just feel like He's not there and remember that He is and what He's done. So we're going to spend a time where just individually we're going to play some worship music. Y'all have some verses in front of you of it, just a plain paper if you've brought a journal, just for y'all to have time with the Lord and think yourself, like there's some reflection questions on the back. Where do you need to be renewed? What do you want what do you long for rest and escape from? What lies have you believed about yourself or motherhood and what it should be like? Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us to renew our mind and our heart. So this is just a time for y'all to renew your mind and ponder on the truth that God has for you and maybe an area in your life that He just wants to renew you. And we are praying and believing in faith that He is going to meet y'all in those ways. So thank you for letting me share my heart and just be very vulnerable of what He's doing in my own life right now, and that we can just come alongside each other and encourage one another, because man, I need it too, big time. So thank you guys, and we're gonna go ahead and start the music.
Here in your presence, every life for you.
I should my heart. Give me eyes to see more of who you are. May what I behold still my anxious heart. Take what I have known and break it all apart. Be you my God, a greater still. And no sky could taste, no doubt restrains, or you are the greatness of our God. I spent my life to know, and I'm far from close to all you are, the greatness of our God. Give me grace to see beyond this moment here, to believe that there is nothing there to fear, and that you alone are high above it all. For you, my God, are greater still, and no sky can tell. No doubt restrains, all you are, the greatness of our. Things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead. Cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out a love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we
Thank you so much, Whitney, for leading us in worship this morning and just giving us all that time to be still and to rest in his presence and to reflect on his word. So God tells us in scripture to bear one another's burdens, to encourage each other and to build one another up. And so now we're going to move into a time where you have an opportunity to do this. So it can look like a lot of different things. You can share your answers to those reflection questions that we had. You can share what God revealed to you through the scriptures that you were meditating on, or you can just share anything that you're looking forward to or that is really on your heart as we move into this new year. So y'all can go ahead and move into that time. You have about 20 minutes to do that with your table. Ladies, if I could go ahead and get everyone's attention, I hope that you have had a great opportunity to just share. These lights are so bright. To share with each other. And just, I really just hope that this has been a time of worship and renewal and rest for you this morning. I want to go through just a couple of announcements. We typically do this at the beginning, but today we wanted to just set that tone for worship. And so I want to tell you about a few of our upcoming events next month. In February, we're going to have the gift of marriage. It's going to be our topic, and Kelly Furman's going to be speaking to us about that. Registration for this event is going to open next Friday. So this is coming up quick since we had our January event a little bit later than typical. So you'll want to be sure and register for that. Just a reminder, kids ministry is always what fills up fastest for us. The registration always closes the Tuesday prior to the event, and while moms can do walk-up the day of, if you don't need kids ministry, we cannot accept any children into our kids ministry that have not been signed up prior to that Tuesday when registration closes. So if you're inviting friends or want somebody to come, just encourage them to get signed up by that date, because kids ministry has just a lot of moving parts. We want to make sure that we've got the right staff there to take care of them. So also coming up in March, this is something that has been unique to Fort Worth Nest, is that we do a little play date at San Gannett Park. This is not something that registration is required for. You can show up. You can bring as many people as you want to. We do this at San Gannett Park, which is just the address is right up there. It's not too far from where we met over at the Ridgely, just kind of the other direction. On 30 there, south on 30. So we would just encourage you to come and get to hang out with your kids, get to meet each other's kids, get to chat with moms just a little bit more in that type of an environment. So that'll be from 9:30 to 11 on March 1st. So mark your calendars for that. Our event in March is going to be the Gift of Wisdom with some of our mentor moms and former mentor moms who just always have great words for us. And then the last thing that I want to direct your attention to is a new ministry that's coming to Fort Worth. Square One has been at our Dallas campus for a number of years, and Ashley Neal and a few others have been really leading the effort to bring that ministry here to Fort Worth. So I'm going to give Ashley an opportunity to come on up and tell you a little bit more about that, people you can invite for that, and ways that you can help serve in that ministry if you're interested.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies. We are so excited to have Square One here in Fort Worth. So if you are a first-time mom or you know anyone who's a first-time mom, it's open to anyone, so they don't have to attend Watermark. And if they live in the area and they want to join us, we would love to have them. So we'll meet for 7 weeks here in this very room on Thursday mornings, starting February 28th. And we will just have a time of fellowship. So it's really sweet to see moms getting to bond with one another that are literally in the same stage of life. And then we go through some really good discussions about things like identity, family, marriage, oneness, things like that. So the website is up there, the email. You can go on our website, find more information, and register. You do have to register. And then I've talked to a few ladies in this room. If you are interested in joining us to shepherd these ladies and hold new babies, we would love to discuss more details about that with you. So you can come find me or Niche Adams in the back, and we can give you more details about any of this.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate you bringing that ministry to Fort Worth. So with that, we are concluding today's event. Y'all can finish up your conversations. Be sure to grab any of the extra food that's in the back, and we will conclude. Thank you so much.